to Show 4. My name is Chris.
And I am Hank.
And we are My Mac Guys.
What's up, Chris?
How you doing, bud?
I am doing good. I'm really looking forward to getting back into actually laying down some more casts, because we have done so much work in the last week that it just feels like such a relief to actually get to do some shows. And I'm a little nervous, but I think that it's all going to be positive.
You said a lot of work, and the truth is that I can't think of anything that's been more fun, knowing what the end goal is, which is to simply start podcasting.
Right, exactly. And I think before we go anywhere, and you know, any further with this cast, we just want to let everybody know that we basically within a week got into Skyping pretty heavily. Well, not really, but
just heavy Skyping.
But we're just intrigued by the software. Have installed it ourselves. Definitely look forward to using it as a way to get guests on the air. But had a very fun experience of turning it on the other night and opening it up to just basically being Skyped by anybody in the world. And some pretty bizarre things happen. So I'm going to open up my Skype line now. And if a call comes in, we are going to stop whatever we're doing and we're going to take that call. All right?
Well, you mentioned it, so tell me, who was your first free Skype? Someone you didn't even know that Skyping allowed someone to call in randomly, is that right?
Right. I mean, do you think people know enough about, I mean, we talked about Skype in the last show a little bit. Basically, it's just internet, it's a phone system for the internet, right?
Right.
It's the simplest way that it works is that it's a free live phone if you're just doing computer to computer, but you can buy credits so that you can call an actual phone number. It basically uses a telephone, but you do have to pay for that service. It's extraordinarily cheap to use that way, but it's free if you're just basically chatting. So
right.
I was fucking around with it, setting it up, trying to get the audio feeds to work and all that stuff, the microphone and all that. And I inadvertently, though I think I kind of knew what was going to happen, turned on this button that just said Skype me on the interface. And within 5 minutes, I had a phone call from a complete stranger.
That's funny.
In Bogota, Colombia.
Wow.
And all I know is that it was weird. Because I guess...
I thought you were going to say we're not complete strangers anymore.
Well, I mean, it was weird. You called in and that's what kind of broke up the conversation. But it was clear to me that this was just something in between a chat line and something, and I don't know where it was going to go, but it felt a little bit like, I guess, chat lines feel like.
How long did it take you to realize you were getting a call from a woman in another country? I mean,
instantly, because it was like broken English, she had a heavy accent, there was other people in the room, and it was being translated to other people.
Oh, it was a party line.
No, there were other people on the other end, but she was saying, like, every time I said a sentence, I heard the sentence being reiterated in Spanish.
Wow.
And then I started asking just banal questions like, where are you? How's the weather? And then questions came up all of a sudden like, are you married? And are you alone?
And that's funny.
I think if you fill in the gaps, you kind of could figure out, I guess, what was going to happen.
Right.
And I got off the phone. And literally, within the 2 seconds of me hanging up that call, I got Skyped again.
Right.
And I didn't accept that call. And then I turned off this function called Skype Me. So anyway, it's, right now the software tells you how many people are using Skype. And it's 1,220,838 people are currently Skyping right now.
That's pretty incredible. You know, we were talking about things that thrill you in technology, and although I use a lot of different software, Skyping, as simple as it was, reminded me of sort of the first time you went on the World Wide Web,
right,
or sort of virgin experiences. You know, for me, calling you, suddenly talking, knowing that all we were using was our connection to our computers was incredible.
Right. Well, I mean, you said exactly what had happened to me, which is basically from the moment I went to the website to the moment I actually dialed out my first call was about 5 minutes. Download the software, install it. It was glitch-free. There was no hang-ups installing it. There was no weird configuration. I had to do a little bit of that age-old fucking around with my audio feeds just to get my microphone to, my built-in microphone to work. But it was like literally the first call I made, I heard the I heard it ringing and picking up. And the funniest part is I left a bunch of phone messages. And what you don't know is I'm going to play. My sister left me a message from my Skype, and I think
you got me wondering. I honestly don't know what you're going to play.
Says something about the nature of it. Which,
hey, it's your sis. yeah, you called like 4 times in a row, and I didn't hear anything, so that was freaky. And I could barely hear your phone message. So I would say that using the computer as a phone, not really working yet. go to Radio Shack, buy a microphone, and try again. But maybe not tonight.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious because, she knows you're calling
her. Oh, sorry. That's me playing it again.
That's funny. She knows you're calling her, and you're somehow not able to get through. Did you warn her you were calling?
I left you a message for 5 minutes that you said was pretty. The problem is I was using the microphone on my laptop, which is probably, as soon as I went to an external microphone, it sounded great. So anyway, maybe we'll get Skype, maybe we won't. But let's move on to, we're trying out a new format on the show. And the next thing up would be Tales from the Mac. And Chris has got a doozy.
Yeah, I do. I actually, I stepped into something of a bear trap this week when I have to say one of my closest friends, he's a screenwriter, called me to help him with his Mac, and it seemed very simple. All he wanted to do was go up to the next upgrade of System 10 from 10.1 to 10.3. This is something I've done on my own computer and at least 100 computers with absolutely no glitches of any kind. And I go over to his house, I do the upgrade, and there's only one thing missing when we restart the computer, and that's every file on his desktop. And I suddenly realized
every goddamn file that's important to me right now
is on most of our desktops.
Of course.
And the thing is that it was irresponsible of me not to do an ultimate backup check, but I think I was so comfortable. This was not a professional call. This was a friend saying, hey, Chris, can you just hook me up and upgrade me? And I was going to do that. Well, all I can say is that for a minute, I panicked. And as I started to do searches,
I think panic is putting it lightly. Because
this was the first minute. In the first minute, I panicked. Then I said, let me just go find these files. It's going to be very simple. I said, Ken, what's the name of one of your scripts? He said, Mink. I said, great. Searched everywhere for Mink. When not one hit came back on a global search, I literally felt the blood rush out of my head. And I spent the next half hour trying every trick in the book, realizing that the desktop file was gone. Everything attached to the desktop was gone.
Careful.
So I thought. Go ahead.
No. I was about to raise a geek alert just because.
Okay, so let's just go good story. I fell to my knees and put my hands in my head and leaned on a chair because I felt nauseous. Wow. Because I had to turn to this guy and say, everything you've written in the last 3 years is gone. Everything you've written is gone. There's nothing that's replaceable about that. It took, I was there for 5 hours. And finally a brainstorm hit me. Why don't I start up in System 9? Let's get out of 10 and let's just try to see if the files are somehow embedded in earlier versions of Final Draft. End of story. I finally saw one file, said I need a couple of shots of tequila, and I don't drink very often, as you know. Took 2 shots of tequila, then took 20 minutes before I even pretended I was confident enough to go back in and resurrect his files. End of story. All the files are there. We're back on track. But it was a close call. And I called you, and you were just as baffled as I was.
Well, there's 2 things about that which I want to remark on. One is just that, it's amazing. I thought the workaround and the idea was genius in the sense of it's the smartest thing that I would have ever come up with in the sense of just...
Genius from the guy who caused the screw up in the first place.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter because basically that had happened, and you were just—it was a really smart thing to do, which was try to get at the data from another, another avenue.
Right.
I mean, the thing that I was going to say in the beginning was it is amazing that back in the days of System 6, 7, and 8, and 9 even. Upgrading computer was a real dicey issue,
right?
Because of systems extensions and all that, and all these add-on stuff. And it was really, every time you upgraded, it was
blood was spilled every time.
Every time,
right?
And with OS X, a plug or not, I literally don't think about it anymore.
Right. And I think that's that I'm guilty of that
and that's,
too.
Right. So it actually had an adverse.
But it was a wake up call to two things. It was a wake up call to the greatest piece of software Mac offers, backup software, backup to their website. It couldn't be any easier. And it was also taking responsibility for somebody else's computer files. I mean, you really just can't go in there and treat it as if it's your own.
Right. Well, cool. Good story. And what's next?
This is something we're also going to have as a format, Podcast of the Week. And Henry is going to start because he's found a very cool podcast he wants to talk about. He turned me on to it, and it's great.
Well, I just think, I mean, one of the things that I've discovered about listening to more and more podcasts is how incredibly lame I think 90% of them are.
Hear, hear.
And, you know, there may be 3,400 podcasts out there, but I have literally only found one I want to listen to.
That's
and
amazing.
And I eagerly await its daily update. It's called Vinyl Podcast, and it can be the website's vinylpodcast.com, and you can find the feed information there. And it's amazing. The guy just has this incredible collection of vinyl, 45, 78s, 33 and a thirds, and he puts one track with a commentary on a feed every day,
right.
And they are awesome. There's like these brilliant music from the, I don't know, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, and it's just beautifully done. It's
and, simple. And a great intro by him.
Yes.
About who we're listening to.
A little historical background, the right. song, and it, and that's it. It's like a 5-minute broadcast.
Yeah, less is more, and this guy proves it because you're just looking forward to the next show. Right. And who has the confidence to put out just one right. song as a show? It's right. great.
And as I think we need to still say in our broadcast is that, you know, instead of gumming up our time trying to spell out the names of website domains and all that stuff, just anything we mention, like Skype, which is spelled Skype, or Vinyl Vinyl Podcast, spelled exactly the way it sounds, just Google it. And you'll get there instantly.
Or go to gummingupourtime.com, which is G-U-M. No, I'm only kidding. All right. Well, so now we're going to empty the trash, which is also a weekly segment of the show.
Well,
you disagree with that?
No, I just don't know if we have time, to be honest.
All right.
Well, maybe we do. I mean, I think that it's either that we either empty the trash or if there's any... Is there anything we want to undelete from last week?
Yes. For me, there is an undelete. And I mentioned a program which I thought was very cool, and I referenced it as Notebook, and I was incorrect about that. It's called NoteTaker, and it's made by Aquamind Software. So if you want to download it, it's a free download trial at aquasoftware.com.
Aqua Software.
It's just the coolest notebook that uses tab icons, and it just looks like a notebook you'd go to high school with. Really easy to navigate. And it's very deep if you want it to be, but if you just want to start working and then print out a really cool notebook, I actually printed out the notes for the show this week on it. And it's,
and it looks, they look great. And I think it's, I mean, from a person that just indulges in trying to organize his life as insanely as possible, you know, anything that makes that process a little simpler and easier and user-friendly.
Exactly. And this is then, you kind of avoid going into Microsoft Word and having lots of different files. This is just one big notebook with random ideas that you can tab, and I just love it. So,
great. Well, that's our undelete, which will also work as our shareware pick of the week. And
great.
I think that's it. We're signing off. We'll have a little what we call the restart, which will be a little teaser for next week's show, and we'll see you then.
All right. We're out.
Later. Thanks for joining us again. Our next show will be the fourth in a series where Chris imitates an Indian.
And Hank actually attempts to make discussing eBay interesting.
You've been listening to
My Mac Guys.
My name is Henry.
And I'm Chris.
And all contact information can be had at one fantastic website, and that is mymacguys.blogspot.com. Inside someone else.